In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge. Not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today we are doing the readings for Saturday, October 19th, 2024. It's just past midnight, so that's why I said it that way. A little tired, I'm sorry. And we accidentally skipped yesterday, too. So for our scripture readings, we have 1 Thessalonians, a section from 1 Thessalonians, a section from John, and 1 Corinthians and Luke. For readings from the lives of the saints, we have the memorial Saturday of Saint Demetrius, Prophet Joel, Martyr Varus, and seven monastic martyrs with him. Yeah, that's our three. So starting with 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. On to John chapter 5, verses 24 through 30. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice, and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. On to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 20 through 25. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people. And yet, for all that, they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophecy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. On to Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Now when he concluded all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. and a certain centurion servant, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. So when he had heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And those who were sent, returning to the house, found the servant well who had been sick. That's our scripture reading. On to our first readings, reading from the Lives of the Saints, the Memorial Saturday of Saint Demetrius. In the spiritual experience of the Russian Church, veneration of the holy great martyr Demetrius of Thessalonica is closely linked with the memory of the defense of the nation and church by the great prince of Moscow, Demetrius of the Don. Saint Demetrius of the Don smashed the military might of the Golden Horde at the Battle of Kulikovo Field on September 8, 1380, the feast of the Nativity of the Most Holy Theotokos, set between the rivers Don and Dnepr-Yadva. The battle of Kulikovo, for which the nation calls him Demetrius of the Don, became the first Russian national deed, rallying the spiritual power of the Russian nation around Moscow. The Zadonskina, an inspiring historic poem written by the priest Sophronius of Ryazan, 1381, is devoted to this event. Prince Demetrius of the Don was greatly devoted to the holy martyr Demetrius. In 1380, on the eve of the Battle of Kulikovo, he solemnly transferred from Vladimir to Moscow the most holy object in the Dmitriev Cathedral of Vladimir, the icon of the great martyr Demetrius of Thessalonica, painted on a piece of wood from the saint's grave. A chapel in honor of the great martyr Demetrius was built at Moscow's Domitian Cathedral. The St. Demetrius Memorial Saturday was established for the church-wide remembrance of the soldiers who fell in the Battle of Kulikovo. This memorial service was held for the first time at the Trinity St. Sergius Monastery on October 20, 1380, by St. Sergius of Radonezh, in the presence of Great Prince Demetrius of the Don. It is an annual remembrance of the heroes of the Battle of Kulikovo, among whom are the schema monks Alexander, Peresvet, and Andrew, Ostliab. On to a short reading about Prophet Joel. The Prophet Joel, 800 BC, predicted the desolation of Jerusalem. He also prophesied that the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon all people through the Savior of the world. That's Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. The hymnographer Anatolios links Joel's prophecy to the Nativity of the Lord. In the praises at Matins on the Sunday following the Nativity, he refers to Joel chapter 2, verse 30, saying that the blood refers to the incarnation, the fire to the divinity, and the pillars of smoke to the Holy Spirit. On to Martyr Varus and seven monastic martyrs with him. Martyr Varus lived in Egypt during the period of several persecutions against Christians, late 3rd to early 4th century. Varus was a military commander and secretly a Christian. He gave assistance to many of the persecuted and imprisoned Christians, and he visited the prisoners at night. He also brought food to the prisoners, dressed their wounds, and gave them encouragement. Once, Varus spent a whole night talking with 7 imprisoned monks. These men were Christian teachers who had been beaten and starved. Varus marched with the teachers when they were led to their execution. The judge, seeing Varus' strong faith, had him fiercely beaten. Varus died during the beating. After his death, the monks were beheaded. And that's going to wrap it up today. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll try not forget any other ones this year. And I apologize for that. Sorry. All glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.